The Czech Republic's oldest and most prestigious institution, Charles University, has just welcomed a new rector, 44-year-old Václav Hampl, a well-known medical researcher with extensive experience in the United States. Dr. Hampl is planning to introduce a number of important new projects at the university to help modernise the institution. Linda Mastalir asked him how he balances life as a university professor, an active medical researcher and a husband and father of three.
So far, it hasn't been really a problem, even though it's quite busy, of course, especially with the small children. But so far, it was possible also partly thanks to my mother and my wife's mother. And they are, you know, very nice to us and willing to help. So that's good. And we will see tomorrow.
You're taking over this role as rector and you're quite young. So I want to ask you how you see the future of Charles University and your role as rector.
As for the future of the university, I really wanted to strengthen its position as a number one university in the Czech Republic. It's already definitely number one, but I think this needs to be strengthened, and I also want Charles University to grow in its international reputation and in its international recognition. And I think there's a lot to be done here, because our position internationally today is not bad, but it can be better. And I think we have the capacity for it. The intellectual potential is here. The science and research which is done here is in many cases quite good, but there are places in the university where it could be better.
What are the university's biggest problems as you see them?
I think it depends on who answers, but what I would say is probably the fact that we are quite segmented. The faculties are very much very individual, and in some situations they have hard times to communicate, or not to communicate, but to do things together. And I think that's something I would like to focus on.
You're also quite unique in the fact that you've spent 5 years in the United States, beginning in 1991, at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Could you tell us a little bit about your time there and what the most, perhaps, influential factors were of your 5 years in the United States?
I was in Minneapolis as a young researcher, so my experience there professionally was very much about science, doing science at a, I think, pretty decent international level. And also it was for me about, you know, learning how to live in a normal situation, because I left this country when it was just beginning to recover from the communism. So many things which people learned here gradually, I learned very suddenly after I came to the United States. So that was a very interesting experience, of course.
And what are the first steps you'll take as you take office now?
There are some practical things which need to be taken care of, such as there is a relatively big project funding scientific work. So that's something I will definitely spend some time on. And then I need to focus on the information system for the university. That's something which for several years needed to be done, and it still is not easy to do, because we have 17 faculties, 17 schools, each uses different system at the current time, and we need to kind of put it together so it works as one information system. So that's another thing, and it is related to another goal, which is I want the students to have the opportunity, or an easy opportunity, to pick up subjects or lessons or classes from different faculties. And that's difficult to do without the information system.
Dr. Václav Hampl there, talking to Radio Prague's Linda Mastalir.